Your anger is a gift. It's the Great Reset with Dr. Dan Stanislawski and David Waterman on Grand Forks Best Source from the Midwest Public Health Coalition. And our show today brought to you by Outsider Entertainment, your one-stop shop company for any of your upcoming events you've got coming up. I mean, they've got it all for you. They've got the dynamic room lighting, sound system, incredible DJs, auto visual equipment, photo booths, and so much more. Now, maybe you're going to plan a wedding or a corporate event or a school dance or even a private party. Get a hold of Outsider Entertainment. For information, check out OutsiderEntertainment.net or you can email info@OutsiderEntertainment.net or call 701-757-4300. Outsider Entertainment for your next big event. Well, if you have any questions or comments for the panel today, Dr. Dan and David, our phone number is 701-213-0863, 701-213-0863. And before we get too much further on into the show, time now for our daily segment called Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. Here we go, Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. You know, with all this COVID crap still going on, you know what I'm thinking about doing? I'm thinking about asking my mom if the offer to slap me into next year still stands. What do you think of that one, Dr. Dan?
That was awesome. My mom said that to me so many times. I will slap you in the middle of next week, boy.
I'll give you something to cry about.
Yeah, that's great.
By the way, Dr. Dan, congratulations. New addition to the family.
Yes, thank you very much. Little Walter Dane.
Yeah,
he's a little over 2 weeks old now. So
good.
Yeah, he's very healthy. He was 10 pounds, 9 ounces, and he didn't even cry when he came out. And
no kidding.
Even he was that big, I'm sure it's a rough journey.
And apparently you didn't have a doctor standing by to slap him to make sure that he started crying like they do in the hospital,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we had a home birth, and it was our first home birth, mm-hmm. and it was absolutely magnificent.
Can you get a round of applause for that?
Yeah. I think that's fantastic. Yeah, we had a local midwife do it. So we had someone there, and it was in a nice big tub, like a water bath, mm-hmm. Which helped a lot. And yeah, it went very well. And they take very good care of my wife as well after it. You know, everything was wonderful. So I have no complaints. It was worth every penny. You know, insurance doesn't cover it, but still worth every penny.
Well, you know, you said the baby didn't even cry. The big question is, did Dr. Dan cry?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. Of course.
That's safe. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
So he's human.
Yeah, we don't. Because this is my fourth child, and that we now have two boys and two girls. So we are surprised. And my first two was a boy and a girl. So we just, mm-hmm. It's a surprise on the day of. And yeah, he's like, seeing your little boy for the first time. Like,
all right, so wonderful. So now you got a family of four. Will there be any more surprises?
Well, there won't be any surprises.
They don't call them surprises. No, not surprises in the Stanislawski family.
Yeah, because I think we want at least six.
Oh,
we'll see, though.
Okay.
Because I'm getting old. My wife's a lot younger than I am.
The Stanislawski family, they're called intentionals.
Oh, okay. Surprises. There's no surprises.
No surprises there.
All right.
After number six, maybe you'll be surprised.
Okay. Before we get into the show, we're going to do like we do on every Tuesday. A couple of things I dug up. 221 new cases, positive cases in North Dakota yesterday. 126,018 since testing began. 11 new positives in Grand Forks County yesterday. And I'm sure we'll talk about Pfizer vaccine now for kids from 5 to 11 years old. They're trying to get that thing to push through. How about the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame game coming up October 30th in Nashville? Of course, UND is going to be playing out there. Now, this was a deal, if you remember, on social media, people trying to get tickets to this game. It's tough to do. I mean, it only holds so many thousand people. But now they just released that Nashville wants fully vaccinated people, 12 and over. You got to be fully vaccinated, or you'll need proof of the vaccine or negative COVID test within 72 hours of the game. So right now, all these people looking to buy tickets, if you get on social media, there are a ton of them for sale. People are saying, you know what? Screw that. I'm not going down. Right, I'm not going to do it. Also see the North Dakota National Guard got called up. They called up 65 troops. They're active duty, and they will be until the end of the year. And that's to help the state health department with all the COVID stuff in North Dakota. I don't know. I guess there's a lot that they've got to do instead of protecting our country. Yeah, they help them out. Yeah, and I don't have the story with me.
Do they have little COVID guns? Are they going to be shooting at the COVID?
Yeah, I don't know.
What does that mean?
Yeah. Well, it means to me they're not protecting our country.
Yeah.
They're doing things that I don't think they should be doing.
No.
Another interesting story. In fact, we covered this one last week. School board members around the country are getting burned out, they call it. CDC says COVID cases are up like 300% since the vaccine started.
Are they getting burned out doing the things that our school board is doing, abusing children?
Well, yeah. And
they're getting it burned out because parents are saying, hey, stop abusing my children with these stupid mask mandates, mask requirements, because it's harmful for the children and in every aspect. And it doesn't do anything to stop anything, right? Except it stops learning. It stops breathing fresh air. It stops social interaction with the kids. You know, that's as a homeschool parent, the one thing that I heard all the time is, what about socialization of your children? Oh, yeah, like you're going to go socialize in a mask? Mm-hmm. Seriously? Are they getting burned out from that? Because if that's the case, I think that they should just finish getting burned out and leave and let some people come in who are actually going to do the job.
And you know, the way I look at it is what do these school board members think? That they just show up once every 2 weeks for a meeting and they just skate through the meeting and then they go home?
Yeah.
They're there for a reason and they're getting burned out because they actually have to do something. Yeah. That is my opinion. Yeah. What else? As of August 26, 6,968 deaths from the vaccine. Now they figure there's about 350 million jabs that have been given out there. So that's 0.0019%. And last but not least, because the last week's Great Reset show, we're off Facebook for a month. Oh, well.
Whoa, how about that? Look, you know what? I say, keep it.
Freedom?
Forget it. I mean, right. Facebook, look, these people are, they're communists, Nazis, these censors. They can't handle freedom of speech. That's the bottom line. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They cannot handle, because the truth is that Midwest Public Health Coalition has been telling the truth about COVID-19 for the last year and a half, and they can't handle it because it doesn't fit their agenda. They're either too stupid to understand what's really going on, or they're part of what's going on.
They're definitely part of it, yeah.
Yeah. So I try to give them the benefit of the doubt and say, no, they're just stupid. Dan takes a more hardline approach and says, no, they're part of
that's
it.
There's a law. I mean,
the big tech people are definitely part of it.
Yeah, because people use the excuse, it's called, I forget, it's like Hunlan's Law or something, that says that anything that can be attributed to stupidity and imbecility should be, and not to malice, which I think is ludicrous. It's like, yeah, everyone's just stupid. There's not anyone evil ever.
Oh, really? Oh, you're saying across the board.
Yeah, that's the
thing. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly. And people have put that out. I've seen that so many times come up, and it's like, that's ludicrous, especially when you have a history of psychopaths writing about how they're going to dominate you.
Right.
Oh, this is stupidity.
Also, in the news.
Maybe they're referring to themselves.
Also, in our update this morning, we talked about the big concert at the Alaris Center on Friday night, or was it Saturday night? Friday night. 22,000 people, whatever. From what I've heard, there was like 5 people that actually had a mask on. Mm-hmm. 22,000 people crammed indoors in for a concert, but you can't have 30 kids in a classroom without, you know, having some social distancing and masks and all that stuff.
Well, I bet there were no teachers at that concert.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
I bet there was no one from the school board at that concert.
Yeah, well, they probably don't even like to go out anyway. So there we go. That's the stuff I got anyway.
Well, it's interesting. I don't know what that North Dakota National Guard issue is. I know some
people.
We'll
have to look into that.
The story, and I should have kept it. But I did want to ask you guys about the Pfizer deal now. Now they're looking forward to giving vaccines for kids ages 5 to 11. They're trying to get the authorization for this age group.
Who's the they?
Pfizer. But here's the deal now. What they did, all they did was tested a much lower dose, a third of the amount that's in each shot given now. And it says, yet after the second dose, kids age 5 to 11 developed coronavirus-fighting antibody levels just as strong as teenagers and young adults getting the regular strength shots. This says that the kids' dosage also proved safe with similar or fewer temporary side effects, such as sore arms, fever, or achiness that the teens experience. So, now you're talking down to 5 years old. Yeah.
So let's ask the, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say that it's obviously is evil. It should not be put in anyone's body, let alone a child's. And it needs to be stopped at all costs. And even on that too, like you talked about, I think you said just under 7,000 people or have died.
Mm-hmm.
It's on MedAlerts, it's over. It's almost 15,000.
Yeah,
now.
I saw 15, that.
Yeah, it's almost 15,000.
Yeah, over 15,000. Well over 15,000.
I presented a paper. It was one of my first shows on here, actually, by a gal named Dr. Jessica Rose, who studied the she studies the VAERS data, and she's wonderful. And it showed that all of the, or not all, but the vast majority of nasty side effects that happen are clustered within the first, you know, 3 to 10 days mm-hmm. afterwards. It's mm-hmm. probably 3 to 5 days, actually, which says that there's some causation coming from the shots. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are like, oh, VAERS don't mean anything. Well, this same lady is now looking into, she looked at using Pfizer's own numbers, and so Pfizer's own numbers have a severe adverse event occurrence, any severe adverse event mm-hmm. of 0.7% per shot, per dose.
Wow. Right?
And so in the United States, it's like 351 million some doses.
Mm-hmm.
And so she calculated the underreporting number is somewhere around 31. So everything you see, every severe adverse event you see should be times by 31, multiplied by 31.
Wow.
Yeah.
So if you multiply that almost 7,000 even, different than the number you had, times 31, you're...
210,000, mm-hmm. thereabout, mm-hmm. right? So... Yeah, that's a lot.
But it's
a lot.
Safe and effective.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And that's far less than the number of people that are being injured by COVID-19, even in the at-risk population and the non-at-risk population, which is what? Children.
Yeah.
So the question is, why even consider vaccinating a group of people who are not at risk?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Why? There is a good reason for it. I'll tell you what the good reason is. It's because it will make the vaccine manufacturers billions of dollars in addition to what they've made already.
Mm-hmm.
They've already made billions, but they're going to make billions more. What is there? 9 new billionaires due to the vaccine like stuff with COVID-19?
Yep.
It was the nine new billionaires or 19. I can't remember. So many numbers bouncing around in our heads these days.
And I did want to give you guys a quick update. I think I told you last week about a very good friend of mine. The guy is really healthy, except he needs a double lung transplant.
Yeah.
So take it as you want. He got COVID and pneumonia. Was in the hospital last week here. They brought him to Grand Forks. But he was healthy enough. He's out.
Yeah.
And he called me yesterday. He said he's feeling great. Still needs a new set of lungs. But of anybody, you think about this. Okay, I need new lungs. And now all of a sudden I get COVID and pneumonia. You're thinking, oh, my gosh, that's a death sentence.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't.
Yeah.
And he's out. And it just proves, again, it's all your health. It's all your body.
Oh, yeah,
what can your body withstand? What, you know?
Yep.
And so I just wanted to give a shout out to him. I'm glad he's out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Glad he is too.
Something I wanted to point out. I wasn't able to share it. Well, I wasn't going to share it too because I didn't want to get another strike. But there was actually a video of a lady that was at some board discussion. I'm not sure what it was, but she was a PhD in molecular biology,
mm-hmm.
and she was saying the exact same thing that you have been saying on this show.
Yeah,
it was crazy. Yeah. I'll send you the link, but sure. I was like, so obviously this is not like just our opinion in this room.
I'm here making it up, guys, as I go along.
Using big words, Dan make and it I sound get like together. I'm smart.
We get together every week and we say, what should we make up this week?
It was crazy. It was almost like she had just like watched you and then went in front of them. But she was a PhD in molecular biology and the exact same things that you're saying. Yeah. VAERS reporting, all of it.
And there are thousands of people out there, maybe hundreds of thousands, who are doing the research. You know, here's the thing. When I was talking with my good friend a few weeks ago, and I said, you know, I think you've been demoralized. And so you literally don't believe that you can't learn this information yourself. You just believe what you're told. He said, I think you've been demoralized. How do you know you haven't been demoralized? Well, I'll tell you how. Because a person who's been demoralized is incapable of questioning what they
mm-hmm.
believe.
Mm-hmm.
They're incapable of it. They only believe what they're told. We've been told the same thing that he's been told by the CDC, the WHO, mm-hmm. all these people. We've been told the same thing, but we don't believe it. Why? Why don't we believe it? Because Dr. Dan and I and everyone at MPHC, Midwest Public Health Coalition, has looked at the research, looked at the data, and said, does this make sense? Mm-hmm. Gee whiz, no, it doesn't. In fact, look at this. They're contradicting themselves here, 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 and here.
Yep.
And here's what the science shows, and it's not contradictory. It's remarkably consistent. So we've actually done the work of digging for ourselves. You can't be demoralized by doing your own research. It doesn't work like that.
You know,
the other thing, I'm sorry, just one more thing. The other thing that both Dr. Dan and I have said from the very beginning is show us where we're wrong.
Yeah.
Show us. Bring in something that we don't know and we'll change our position.
Dr. Carson.
Prove Dr. Carson. Prove that we're wrong. Mm-hmm. Don't make these stupid little videos that you put online. And even I'm not a doctor. I don't have a PhD. And I can see the folly in the stuff that he's saying in his videos. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
And it's like we have been saying since day one of the Great Reset. Do a little bit of research on yourself, you know, for yourself. When I, on Tuesday mornings, when I start to get things ready for this show, I get on the computer. There's a couple of things you need to look up. It is so simple to do. I don't just sit here and read, you know, pamphlets from the Midwest Public Health Coalition to get my information. All you got to do is go online. Yep. All you got to do is you could type in COVID vaccine deaths. Type it in and you would be amazed what pops up. They've got all the VAERS stuff. They've got everything we've talked about the three different vaccines or however many there are now, but they go through all the numbers of all of these and they talk about, like you did, well, some people say 15,000, some people say almost 7,000. Mm-hmm. It's not that hard to find the information. Well, it's no. really not.
And now you got that Project Veritas video that came out.
I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
I haven't.
Oh, yeah, you'll have to watch that because that exposes everything that we've been talking about. Huh? Like I said, yeah, I also have those other videos of the other molecular biologists that are talking about all this. But there was one other thing that I just drew a blank on.
I saw the video of a guy who runs a funeral home. Someone sent that to me.
Oh, yeah. That was the other thing was the ABC. I think it was ABC. They put a post up that said, have you had somebody that's been affected by COVID-19? And, you know, and the overwhelmingly remarks were all the people saying what they got from the vaccine.
Yeah.
It just totally backfired in their face.
Right. Yeah. And I know somebody who actually, I know someone personally who spoke with a funeral home director and said to them, so what's it been like for you with all the COVID stuff? And the answer was, I can't really talk. I mean, off the record, I mean, just privately between me and you, there's no difference. He said, dude, no, we have seen no influx of bodies that we've had to handle. There's no stacking going on in our freezer. They said it's just normal. It's just like
the celebration of life is the only thing that really changed because they're like, oh, we can't have these gatherings.
The person actually went as far as to say this person from the funeral home said, if this COVID was as bad as it's supposed to be, as bad as they're making it sound on television, they said, we couldn't bury anyone. We are required by law to cremate the bodies if there's an infectious agent that's so powerful that it puts the whole population at risk. They said, we have to cremate the bodies. We don't have any choice. We're burying all kinds of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's a little perspective that I'd never heard before. But yeah, folks, it's fake. It's phony. COVID is real. Oh, he said COVID's not real. No, I didn't. COVID is real. The reaction to COVID is all propaganda and it's all designed to control people. Yeah, and we've got the proof. And you know, do you know how many times I've been surprised when somebody like this PhD that Paul, that you talked about confirms what we've been saying? You know how many times I've been surprised by that?
Zero.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know why I'm not surprised? Because we know what we know is true.
Right.
And
right.
we know that what we're saying is true. And we're not saying, well, just believe us. Well, actually, you could save a lot of time if you just believe what we're telling you. But if you want to verify it, go and verify it. In fact, we'll give you the sources. Look, I've got all these articles that I'd love to read. I'm not going to read them all. I'll read a few snippets from them from the American Medical Association. Like this one, why ivermectin should not be used to treat COVID-19. What doctors wish patients knew about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. And my favorite, what to tell immunocompromised patients about COVID-19 vaccines. Folks, this is all propaganda, pure and simple. It's unbelievable. But the AMA has been completely captured by Big Pharma.
Oh, yeah.
They have no control over themselves at all. They do not have the ability to speak freely. They do not have the ability to analyze true research and true science. They don't. They have the ability to do what Big Pharma tells them. Now, if you're a doctor out there and you're offended by that statement, please feel free to email me, david@realcovidfacts.org, david@realcovidfacts.org, or you can email Dr. Stanislavski, which is daniel@realcovidfacts.org, and show us where we're wrong. Because you know what? We're not wrong. AMA is pushing what Big Pharma tells them to push. They're saying exactly what they're told to say. Here, let me give you a little one. Here's why. This is from the AMA website. I joined the AMA so that I could. I joined their thing online so that I could get their stuff. Why ivermectin should not be used to prevent or treat COVID-19. Here, I'll boil it down. What you need to know about COVID-19. The Food and Drug Administration, FDA, echoed the CDC's warning against the use of ivermectin for prevention or treatment of COVID-19. Here it is. That is because ivermectin is not approved or authorized by the FDA for COVID-19. In other words, the FDA says you should not treat COVID with ivermectin because the FDA hasn't approved ivermectin for treating COVID-19. Let me repeat that in case that was confusing. The FDA says don't use ivermectin for COVID-19 because we don't like it.
Yeah, basically.
And we don't approve of it.
Mm-hmm. And doctors will tell you the opposite.
That's why. And so you have to ask yourself the question. Here. Additionally, there's an addition to that. Additionally, again, coming from the AMA, straight from the AMA, folks, I'm not making this up. I'm reading directly off of their article published on their website. It's an old article. Mm-hmm. It was published September 2nd of this year.
Oh, yeah, that's old.
Additionally, the National Institutes of Health's COVID-19 treatment guidelines panel determined that there is insufficient evidence and data to recommend ivermectin for treatment of COVID-19. Insufficient evidence and data. Of course, the 27 studies that were done, randomized control trials done around the world, that have demonstrated conclusively that ivermectin is unquestionably the most effective treatment for COVID-19, is insufficient evidence.
You know,
COVID-19 works.
I forgot to mention that PhD that I was talking about, that video, what she really hammered down on too was how they are all breaking the Nuremberg Code and they're all going to be held responsible.
They're all not only breaking the Nuremberg Code, they are violating their, by this policy is causing doctors to violate their oath. They all take a Hippocratic Oath. I heard a guy the other day on some video saying, yeah, the Hippocratic Oath, whatever. Hippocratic Oath, he didn't know how to, whatever that means. Well, no, what that means is the Hippocratic Oath says, number one, do no harm.
Well, they changed that actually.
Changed
in like 2001, I think.
Did Hippocrates agree with that?
Well, no, they took out the do no harm.
Oh.
Oath aspect. Someone check me on that. I just heard that like yesterday. But
I haven't heard that.
Yeah.
Okay, now, at the beginning of the show.
You can do harm if you're a doctor.
Yeah. Well, the abortion.
At the beginning of the show, we mentioned now about 350 million vaccines have been given out in the country. Now, according to the CDC, they said that COVID cases are up like 300% since the vaccines rolled out.
Yeah.
Now, okay, if we've given 350 million vaccines so far in the United States, why is it up 300%? Haven't you noticed now people around here anyway, the majority of people, in my opinion, are over this. Mm-hmm. They're so fed up with it, especially the ones that don't have kids in school. But, like, again, that concert, great example. Everything we do, great example. People around here, I think they are all to the point now where they'd say to themselves, you know what, I've probably already had it.
Yep.
Even if I don't know I had it, and if I do know I had it, that is good enough for me, and that should be good enough.
Yep, absolutely.
But so, if everybody's for the jab, if all these people are for the jab, why do the cases keep going up?
Right.
You know?
So it's funny because, like, yeah, you say, like, the vaccine goes, it's going like this. Yeah. And then what's supposed to be happening is the case is supposed to be going like this, except it's at the same time, right? Is that a coincidence? I don't think so. Right?
Oh, go ahead. Okay,
sorry. So if you there, if any doctors are out there, you David told you my email, because if you say the phrase pandemic of the unvaccinated, you are an imbecilic, indoctrinated little monkey who just repeats what daddy tells him and can't get off of mama's teeth.
Dr. Dan, don't mince words.
Yeah, so please email me if you have trouble with me saying that. But
I mean, I've been fed up with this for a long time, but this is where I finally have had, I think, my breaking point. So, and it was when they said, okay, now we're going to vaccinate the kids 5 to 11. So the vaccine suppresses symptoms. So you're like, you got the vaccine, you should be safe from COVID.
You should
but,
be.
But nope. Yet, nope. You keep harping on the unvaccinated are the problem. Yeah. Okay, yeah. You're vaccinated.
Exactly.
So you should be safe, jackass.
Yep.
Quit. Like, what are you worried about? Oh, you're vaccinated. Mm-hmm. You should be fine now. Yeah. So what is the worry? Why do you need to put it on kids? Why do you need... You're vaccinated, exactly. Dumbass.
It's like the only people that are scared of this are the people that have had the shots already. It's
and
like,
wear the mask.
Yeah.
Do you know what the problem is, though, Paul, with that thinking? Because there's a problem with your thinking. You know what the problem is? You're using logic.
Yeah, you're right.
To apply to a takeover plot for the world.
Yeah.
And... what you're seeing is cracks in their facade, and you're pointing it out. And that's just not going to do. I'm sorry.
You know, it's so funny because I'll run into people and the conversation comes up usually because of this show, but they'll say, well, you're not vaccinated? And I'll say, no. And they'll say, well, why? And then I ask them, are you? And if they say, yeah, I'll say, why?
Right.
So have you already got your booster scheduled for 4 months?
Yeah.
There
are some counties in this nation. So this is because get back to talking about this pandemic of the unvaccinated, what they're doing here. Okay. And I believe David talked about it a little bit, but you're not considered fully vaccinated until 2 weeks after either one dose of Johnson & Johnson or your second dose of Moderna.
Right.
And then on top of that, there are some counties, I think it's like St. Louis County, like they have the evidence of this, where they say you're not considered vaccinated if you're 3 months after your second shot, right? So if you go 3 months without having a shot, you're not considered vaccinated in some parts of the country, right? So that's how they're manipulating the data on this.
Yeah.
Like with Sanford, they'll tell you, they said, oh, 97% of the people in the ICU are unvaccinated. Okay, well, how are you diagnosing these things, right? Are you using the CDC dictates? Because the CDC says if you're unvaccinated, you need to have a cycle threshold of 40 on the PCR threshold, or a 28 if you're fully vaccinated, right? So fully vaccinated, 28, you're looking at huge false positive rates going on there. So also, if someone shows up to your hospital and they have a heart attack, are you giving them a COVID test? What kind of COVID test?
Yeah.
And is it the same ratio of COVID tests for vaccinated and unvaccinated, right? They're not telling you all the data here, right? Is it one shot? Also, have this person just 3 days after a shot? Because guess what? You're looking at a vaccine reaction then, you know? Simple common sense stuff like that, but they leave out. They're like, oh, 97%. No, it's a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
And going back to the quote that you made earlier in the show. Sorry, go ahead. Go ahead, John.
Well, you know, that brings up a point to me. I'm deathly allergic to hornets, wasps, yellow jackets, anaphylactic shock. When I get stung, I give myself the shot, and then I have to go right to the ER, and you walk in the door, you tell them what's going on, and they treat you like a heart attack victim.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how long people have been waiting around in the waiting room, you get wheeled right in.
Yeah.
I never thought of that because I haven't been stung this year, knock on wood. Are they going to make me get a COVID test before I have to get wheeled in there? Am I going to die during that time? Yes. Or what's going to happen because of a freaking yellow jacket?
Yes, you will. Because there are already people who have died from... There was someone... I can't tell you the details, but there was someone who was... I'm not going to talk about it.
Sorry.
Someone lost a child because... there was something going on in the pregnancy, and they took them to, I believe it was to Mayo. Boy, I don't want to say this because I heard the story one time, but it's verified. It's true. They took him to Mayo, a young couple, took him to Mayo, and they would not admit her because she hadn't had a COVID test yet. She had to first get the test and get the results, and by the time they did that, the child was dead.
Okay, so
they are now suing... they're suing, and so anyway, can't talk about that.
But I've been tested one time for COVID because I was basically forced to. It took probably about 2 hours for them to call me with the results. So if I come in with a bee sting and I'm already giving myself a shot and I'm on borrowed time, that's all these EpiPens do is they just give you a little time. Yeah. So what happens if I die in the waiting room waiting for the results of my COVID test? You know what they're going to blame the death on? COVID.
You're right.
Except, hey, that would actually, the reason I died is because I was waiting for a damn test result.
But it's actually, but yeah, it's, you were murdered by COVID.
but it's actually your fault, John, because you were the one who chose to be to have that severe allergic reaction in the first place.
Yeah.
And, if you hadn't done that, it would be no problem.
Well, even if you're vaccinated, you still have to get tested.
See, this is, look, this is America, which 2 years ago, nobody would have dreamt that we would be talking about babies dying because a doctor refused to see the mother and treat them until she got tested to see if she had a cold. That 2 years ago, anybody would have said, you're nuts.
Right.
Maybe in Zimbabwe that happens. Maybe that happens in Uganda. Maybe that happens in Belarus, not in America.
Third world countries.
No, it happens in America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where's the liability for that? You know what? I really hope for this young couple who does have a lawyer and they are suing these doctors. I hope that every single one of them loses their license to practice, every single one of them. And I hope that it costs these clinics millions of dollars because it needs to. That needs to start happening across the board.
You know,
we need to make a new class of millionaires and billionaires in this country. They're the people that have been injured by the lunacy of medical practitioners who refuse to do their jobs and treat the patient and save their lives.
This is something that could happen 5 years down the line.
You know, with the... You know, we've heard of all these people that have, you know, died from taking the vaccine. Well, now, you know, they're rolling out this approval for the 5 to 11-year-olds. And the fact that the vaccine hasn't been pulled just because of how many deaths are already attributed to it. If one 5 or 6-year-old kid dies from taking that vaccine, it should be removed immediately.
Absolutely.
And if they don't, I think people should use their Second Amendment rights and go right to the Capitol.
Couldn't agree more.
You know what? That will happen if they give the shots to those children. Yep. That will happen. It's not a matter of if. Yep. It's a matter of when, if they actually do that. I want to go back to something, Dan, that you said. That was it, Dr. Rose? Who was it that you said?
Jessica Rose.
Who said that most reactions, most negative responses, the adverse events from the vaccine happened within 3 to 10 days. Mm-hmm. And she said probably 3 to 5 days.
Yep.
Of getting the shot?
That was me not remembering exactly the 3.
Okay.
Right. I think it's 3 to 5.
Okay. But, so Dr. Rose has identified that the adverse reactions take place within the first 3 to 10 days.
Mm-hmm. Most. They happen.
Most of them. The majority happen in the first 10 days.
Yep.
And when is it that you're considered fully vaccinated?
2 weeks.
14 days.
The 15th day. Like the 15th
day.
A full 14 days have to elapse, yeah.
The 15th day.
Yeah.
So all of these adverse reactions, including getting COVID, badly enough to be hospitalized.
Sure.
These responses to the vaccine are considered unvaccinated people prior to 15 days.
Yes.
So that 3 to 10-day window where the people are having the adverse reactions, including severe COVID and being hospitalized, what are they being told? What are they telling us? These people are unvaccinated.
Yep.
Do you see? I mean, the lie gets so much deeper and so much wider every month in this COVID deception. It's unbelievable. Yep. Unbelievable.
Well, your anger is a gift. The Great Reset with Dr. Dan Stanislavski and David Waterman. We're going to take a little break here. Boy, you should have seen the lineup this morning. Sitting in front of the door at Over Heaven's Cakes, waiting to line up and get in there. I tell you what, best cupcakes and cakes for special occasions are just a treat. They are there at Over Heaven's Cakes. They make incredible items by order, or you can walk in to find out more. While you're there, you can get yourself some lunch and soup with keto, gluten-free, vegan, and diabetic options. If you're a business owner, you know what? Check out their monthly employee discounts. Maybe you want to treat your employees to a little something special. Over Heaven's Cakes are on the north backside of the Grand Cities Mall, open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 4, Saturdays 9 to noon. Call 701-757-CAKE. That's 701-757-2253. Or you can go to overheavenscakes@yahoo.com. Be a beautiful cupcake in a world full of muffins. Over Heaven's Cakes, right here in the Grand Cities Mall. We are back with Dr. Dan and David from the Midwest Public Health Coalition. Your anger is a gift. The Great Reset. I love the title of today's show. Your anger is a gift. People are starting to get angry.
Yeah, and that's as they should be, and that's what needs to happen. Because if we don't, then we don't take action. And if we don't take action, we die.
Mm-hmm. And actually, that's the name of this title, this episode is from a song called Freedom by Rage Against the Machine.
Mm-hmm.
And it echoes, actually, interestingly, kind of the quote I gave when I started my talk in Wisconsin is from St. John Chrysostom, who talks about how righteous anger is actually grace. And if you're not angry when you're supposed to be, you are sinning. You're committing sin. Because in the grievous injustices that are happening in our world right now are monumental, and everyone needs to be angry at it so that we do something. Because there is no politician that's going to come and sweep us off our feet and save us. Right?
Nope, not happening.
There isn't a politician, right, left, up, down, center, or otherwise, that is saying this. That is saying, hey, guess what? These guys are committing crimes against humanity. Nuremberg Code is being violated. CDC, NIH, WHO, blah, 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 FDA, you name it. They need to be held accountable. There isn't a mechanism to bring justice to these organizations right now. Therefore, we the people must be that mechanism.
I watched a recent interview. It was actually a video made by Dr. Reiner Fulmich. He actually says Fulmich, which I know that that's not the proper way to pronounce it in German, but I think that he also thinks that most Americans couldn't actually pronounce his real name with a proper proper inflection. So he just says Fulmich. But anyway, he's the attorney that was part of the team that sued Volkswagen and Deutsche Bank and this big shipping company. He said, yeah, Deutsche Bank is one of the largest thuggish financial institutions in the world. And what he found out during the course of that case is that the number of judges who were unwilling to even look at evidence. I mean, because you get to a place where if you're part of an organization like Deutsche Bank, your influence is so broad and so wide that it's hard to find someone who will bring justice if you mm-hmm. break the law. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what's happening around the world right now with COVID-19 and in the United States.
Yep.
So the CDC has been captured, the WHO, completely. I mean, these are both incredibly corrupt medical bureaucracies. The AMA, the American Association of Pediatrics, pediatric physicians, I don't know what the actual title is. These folks have been captured by Big Pharma. Big Pharma has been captured by Mr. Globalist. And we are the sad recipients of their plans to run the world and take over.
And they've captured the judiciary as well.
They've captured many politicians. And here's the problem with saying things like this, that most people do have a threshold for which they can handle,
crap.
Unpleasant reality.
Yeah.
Unpleasant reality. And once you exceed that threshold, that's ridiculous. And they just turn it off and say, no, you're a nut.
Mm-hmm.
You got a tinfoil hat, buddy.
Yep.
So, okay. So, who do we fault for that? Is it the... Dr. Dan would probably say television. We could say Mr. Globalist, who's been doing this for a really long time and programming people. Some folks just can't even hear the message that we have. Because the message of Midwest Public Health Coalition is the message of truth and freedom. That's really what we're all about.
It's somebody doesn't want to hear your message. That's what it is. They just don't want to hear it.
They don't want to hear it. And in some cases, they literally are incapable of mm-hmm. hearing it. They literally cannot hear it. Look at, when Katie was here a couple of months ago, I said, Katie, what is she? She's in early 20s.
Yep.
I said, what do you people in your generation think about this whole COVID-19, the Great Reset, all that stuff? She said, oh, we don't think about it.
Yeah.
I said, you don't think about it? No. I said, what do you think about? Our phones. whatever's on the phone. When I was a teenager, early 20s, I learned, I was reading some
The 1920s?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was going to go there.
I didn't think you were that old.
In the 1920s, when I was a teenager, When I was...
Put out bump.
When I was in my early 20s, I had my first film production company, and I was making TV commercials. And I read about the work that I do and the stuff that, you know, the advertising, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. And I learned that the average American had, at that time, when I was in my early 20s, had an attention span of 7.5 minutes. 7.5 minutes. I went, 7.5 minutes? Are you kidding me? Average college class is an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Some classes are an hour and a half. I think some, if they had a lab attached with them, could be 2 hours. 7.5 minutes, and then they lose track. They can't focus on that anymore. Their brain goes off somewhere else. I wonder why that is, 7.5 minutes. Well, I'll tell you why that is, because ABC, NBC, and CBS, because at that time, that was television.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The program ran for 7.5 minutes, and they took a commercial break.
Yeah.
And that was it. And so people got used to watching television for, and then the program stops. Oh, I can go to the bathroom, or oh, I can go make a sandwich, or I can
look,
go
a get squirrel.
So I thought, that's kind of shocking. That's troubling. So when I had, as I said, a film production company, because we still do that, and I was talking with someone who wanted us to make a video for their company, either for a product or a safety video or whatever it was. And they'd say, well, we think we probably should be 10, maybe 15 minutes. I say, well, you know, we could certainly make it any length you want. But just so you know, the average attention span of the average adult is only 7.5 minutes. So if we can make it 7 minutes or less, that would be better, more likely to keep their attention.
Do you know what it is now?
Yes, I do. Do you know what it is? In 2009, they checked people's attention span, teenagers' attention span in 2009. You know what it was?
11 seconds. It's under 5.
No, it was 12.
Really?
12 seconds.
Oh, seconds.
12 seconds in 2009. Do you know what the attention, because they're scientists, and Dan, you will confirm this. You can find a scientific study on just about anything.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter how inane, how meaningless the topic is to reality and life in America.
Do you know why I know that it was 12 seconds?
No.
Because I sold advertising.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's a true story. So when you are doing advertising and you're selling ads, you want that. You know that every 12 seconds you want to be able to have a pop-up or something that's in there to advertise a business.
So, Dan, tell me if you think that's nonsense. No one's ever studied that. I know you're not going to say that.
Of course they studied it, yeah. There's probably hundreds of journals on it.
There's a study done on goldfish to determine the attention span of a goldfish. Do you know what it is?
Oh, boy. Probably more than a teenager
it's
nowadays.
It's 9 seconds. A goldfish can focus for 9 seconds, according to these scientists who studied it. Do you know what the attention span of teenagers is in America today?
It's 8.
Is it? Yes, it is. Goldfish can pay attention longer than a teenager in America.
Yeah. Well, Dave, do I swim around the bowl left or do I swim around the bowl right? Do I eat or do I poop?
I'm sorry, what were we talking about? I stopped paying attention about 8 seconds ago.
And the cause of that, I'm holding in my hand.
Oh, yeah.
This is the reason the teenagers today cannot focus for more than 8 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Because the apps on these machines, mm-hmm. are designed to switch, and they can't do it. There's a new phobia. I can't remember. Momophobia. It's the fear of losing your phone.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
A phobia.
Have it.
Phobia is different from a fear, right? A fear is a rational response to a negative consequence.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
A phobia is an irrational response.
Right.
So the phobia would be if those... Can you see the windows behind me? No, you can't. Okay, if those windows over there, if that picture of there was a window and we're on a 50-story building, and I... And Dan walks up and says, man, look at this view. And I'm, no, I'm not. I got to stay over here. Okay,
that would be me.
That's a fear. That's a fear of heights and that, but that's an irrational fear because, mm-hmm. I'm standing on solid ground inside a building that's safe and secure. And even if I walk to the window, I'm not going to suddenly get sucked out of the window.
Yes, right? You are. Right? You definitely are. I will not go near that window.
Hey, I'm the same way. I schlepped my butt all the way downtown to Chicago to go up the Sears Tower, and I looked at it and I went, nope, I'm going to wait here. I waited for my wife to go all the way to the top and back down because I'm like, no.
We were just in Ely, and they have a lookout tower that shows like an entire view. It's like this beautiful view, and my daughter had to go with my brother-in-law because I was like, I looked at it, I was like, yeah, not doing that.
Yeah, and that's like 100 feet.
So take that fear, that phobia, and apply it to this device. Mm-hmm. And think about that, that people actually live in fear of losing this device.
Right.
That's sick. I mean, that really is a sickness, and I think it's much, much more common than we think. I mean, there are people, millions in the millions, who the last thing they see before they close their eyes is this screen.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing they see when they open their eyes is this screen. They sleep right next to it, under their pillow.
You know, now, I
really quickly, just because of those phobias, I would really like to thank all of the people that weren't afraid to go away from Facebook and that are watching us right now on Rumble. So everybody that's watching us right now on Rumble, thank you for getting out of your comfort zone and coming over and watching us where we can actually voice our opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly right. Yeah. So anyway.
Sorry, you were saying?
I forgot.
Well, the point.
8 seconds. Eight seconds.
Yeah, you should have talked for 9.5 seconds. I would have remembered.
Science happening right before our eyes.
Yeah, see, living proof.
So the point of all of that is that this is seems to be the ideal time to promote, to foster this terrible fear on the whole population because you have people like Dr. Dan and myself who've spent hundreds, if not thousands of hours studying the truth behind the COVID deception. And we can't find people to listen because the moment we say, this is what the study shows when that.
Yep.
Squirrel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. They can't pay attention long enough to hear the truth. Here's what they can hear. The CDC says millions more will die.
Yeah.
They could hear that.
Then everything else is womp, 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 womp.
That's what the rest of it is. And they live in a soundbite world. And folks, for those of you who can pay attention for longer than 8 seconds, it's up to you to go to work to protect those people who can't pay attention for longer than 8 seconds because they will die.
Yeah.
15,000 dead from an injection is greater than the number of people who've died from COVID-19.
Yeah.
The CDC, I understand, I just read this, the CDC recently admitted that the actual number of COVID deaths caused by COVID itself, not comorbidities, not phony baloney stuff that they just attributed to COVID, but the actual number of COVID deaths was 10,500.
Yeah.
10,500 deaths from COVID, 15,000 from the vaccine and counting. And the people dying from COVID were all over the age of, the average age of death is around 75 for COVID patients, for COVID deaths, average age 75. And the average death from the shot, well, healthy teenagers are dying from the shot. Healthy 20-year-olds are dying from the shot. And if you listen to people like Dr. Herit Vandenbosch and Dr. Michael Yeadon and medical doctor Zelenko, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, in the next 5 years, we'll see an incredible increase in deaths from people that got the vaccine who didn't die within the first 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. They're talking about millions of people. Yeah. Now, I would like to, I think I probably reach the, I start to reach the threshold of, I don't know if I can handle that reality. Mm-hmm. You know, personally, the idea of millions of people dying in the next 5 years who are healthy people who just took the shot, it would be tens of millions if they're right. If 40% of the population has taken the shot and we look at a 10% of the population dying in the next 5 years.
Yeah.
That's horrific.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that will be incredibly catastrophic, too, for, you know, systems of transportation, you name it, our way of life, agriculture.
It will come to a grinding halt.
I know Luc Montagnier thinks literally everyone that takes it is going to die. Luc Montagnier is the guy who discovered the HIV virus. He thinks everyone will die. I don't think so. I hope not. I really, really hope not. But, you know, even like stuff that I maybe I'll talk about in the
next. He's an award-winning.
Nobel Prize.
Yeah. Nobel Prize winning scientist.
Yeah. But even stuff like the graphene oxide issue, there's more information coming out on that now. I know there was a study that came out a couple weeks ago before I went into hiding, and it was by Dr. Robert Young, I think his name was, when he looked at the graphene oxide content of all the shots, and he found it in there, and he actually had controls too. The problem is it was the study he was so poorly written and so poorly organized. I'm hesitant to use that as evidence, you know, because if he's that poorly organized writing it, then he's probably that poorly organized performing his experiments. But then there's the patents that just came out on the hydrogel, that the lipid nanoparticles, how they have reduced graphene oxide within the hydrogels for some of these things. So if they're using those, then yeah. I mean, Japan just has been tossing millions of doses of Moderna's shots because of magnetic contaminants. They're calling them contaminants. If it's graphene oxide or other ferromagnetic nanoparticles, that's not a contaminant. It's in there on purpose. You know, there's a reason it's in there, you know? So there's all of these things, like just the stuff that's like when I present stuff, when I do our presentations, it's only stuff that they're telling you is in there. Right. And again, it's just the stuff they're telling you how poisonous it is.
Right.
And then what are they not telling us? What else is in there?
Yeah, exactly. This is the September 2021 issue. So again, old news. September 2021 issue of the Blaylock Wellness Report. Dr. Russell Blaylock is a retired neurosurgeon. I'm not going to read his qualifications to talk about this, but he's authored several books on nutrition and wellness. He's a 2004 recipient of the Integrity in Science Award, granted by the Weston A. Price Foundation. He serves as assistant editor-in-chief of the journal Surgical Neurology International. He was also a lecturer on the foundation of anti-aging and regenerative medicine. At present, he reviews medical articles being considered for publication in various journals. Previously served as clinical assistant professor of neurology, neurosurgery at the University of Mississippi Medical Center in Jackson, Mississippi. This is a guy who literally operates on people's brains, or he did for many, many years. He's a really smart guy. He's not fooled by the COVID deception at all. In fact, he was one of the first people who started writing about it. And this month's report is entitled, What's the Truth? What is the truth about the pandemic? Hey, that's right up our alley at Midwest Public Health Coalition, isn't it? And under the heading, Are the New Waves of Infection Real? He writes, the majority of the testing for COVID infection has been performed by using what's called a PCR, okay, polymerase chain reaction. We've been talking about this for a year. Test in which a person's nose or throat swabbed. I'm going to skip some of this. The inventor of this test state, that's, don't tell me.
Carrie Mullis.
I don't know why. Some days it's literally on the tip of my tongue. Other days I could not remember his name if my life depended on it. So thankfully it doesn't. Carrie Mullis stated that no infection can be diagnosed using the PCR test alone. Yet the CDC used this test to imply tens of millions of Americans were infected with COVID-19. We've talked about that ad nauseum on this show. He says, we've now learned the test does not identify the whole virus, just a segment. We've known that also for many, many months. In addition, many other viruses, bacteria, and even some things that are not microorganisms can yield a positive test. For instance, the president of Tanzania secretly had a sheep, a goat, and a pawpaw, which is a type of fruit, tested using PCR by his health department. Okay, his own health department. This is the president of Tanzania. And the goat and the pawpaw both tested positive for COVID-19. Recently, the CDC announced the PCR test would no longer be used because they discovered that it cross-reacts with influenza virus, meaning that virtually all influenza infections in the last flu season were diagnosed as COVID-19. Do you remember people saying, I had people literally say this to me. My son's a doctor, and he said that wearing masks and social distancing stopped all influenza in the last influenza season. There was no flu. Nobody got the flu. That's proof masks work.
I would say, lady, your doctor, your son is an idiot, monkey, imbecile, just on his mama's teeth and can't get off.
Wow. How do you really feel, Dr. Dan? Wow.
That's just what I said earlier.
He said, he even said teat.
Didn't that president, didn't he like, you know, suicide himself or something?
Oh, maybe it was one of him.
Yeah. Oh, maybe he ate some bad fruit?
I don't know.
Yeah.
There were a couple of them have been suicided who did not go along with the COVID
He like refused,
protocol.
He refused to take the vaccine. I think he got suicided.
I think you're right.
Oh?
In fact, there were a couple guys like that. In fact, the former director of the... former director of the CDC, Dr. Robert Redfield, has reversed his position a couple of times because he actually received death threats for not towing the line on COVID-19.
Really?
Yes, sir. You know why we have not received death threats? Because nobody considers because the big boys don't consider us a threat.
We do have one clown though that hides behind social media and his phone and his computer and says we're full of crap, but can't remember his name. I was just looking for it.
Dakota Beard. Dakota Beard Doucher?
Yeah. Dakota Beard Doucher. And then we think he's the same guy as the other guy.
People,
but
they're not even worth talking about.
I'd love to get him on the show, though. You know?
No, you
just
wouldn't.
Get him in here.
Okay. All right. It's your show.
Well,
get him on. I'll
go beer douche.
I would like to give him the gun show. Boom, boom.
Oh, I can't wait to see what's going on now.
All 150 pounds of me right now.
So cycles of the PCR are run to amplify its sensitivity. It's known that doing more than 30 cycles increases the likelihood of the test being falsely positive. Of course, we know that. And what are they? What are the tests? What's the cycle threshold in North Dakota? We all remember.
40 to 45. Depends on the test kit. Yeah,
that depends on the test kit they get. But even the fraudulently followed Fauci. That's three F's in a row. Fauci himself says anything over 35 yields false results. Mm-hmm. Anything over 35, any cycle threshold over 35 cannot be used to culture a live virus.
He guarantees it at 35. That means like 34, you're looking at, you know, 90%, 33, 80, false positive, right? You just keep going. That's the way it works.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So it's, I saw it's over 35, it's 80% false positive. Over 40, you're looking at, you know, all of it, basically.
And let's just put the face on that. What does that actually look like in the real world? What does that mean, false positive? What it means is you can't go to work for 2 weeks because you were just tested positive with a PCR for COVID-19. You're tested positive. You're not sick. You'll never get sick, but you can't go to work for 2 weeks. In America? Yeah. No. Yes, in America. They've been doing it for over a year, year and a half. Come on, folks. Time to wake up. It's time to go back to the school board meeting and say, take those masks off our kids. Or we're going to...
Well, you know what the next school board meeting is
going to
be.
We're going to hound you until...
The next school board meeting is going to be, okay, well, you don't want to give your kids the jab. They're going to have to go into this classroom, and the ones that have the jab, they can go into this classroom. They're going to segregate them.
Let me make an appeal to anybody that cares about our children right now. Get the phone numbers and the email addresses, particularly the phone numbers of the people on the school board, and call them. Call them. Whenever it's convenient for you, call them and say, take those masks off our kids right now. We're sick of this because they don't work, but they harm the kids, period. They cause both physical, emotional, and psychological harm. And they're holding them back academically by wearing these masks. It causes harm. Okay, it causes harm.
Sure.
They're hurting the kids. When is it? Ask yourself this question. When is it ever okay to abuse a child?
Oh, right.
When is it okay to abuse a child? They're abusing children right now, today. Mm-hmm. As we're speaking, children are struggling to breathe in their classrooms when they're supposed to be focusing on learning something.
Mm-hmm. Right?
That's happening as we speak.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everywhere.
We're breathing fresh air here because we're not terrified, but they're terrifying the kids and they're forcing them to breathe through this cloth that does nothing but put them at greater risk for infection. So get on the phone, please. Get on the phone. If you haven't ever been to a school board meeting, go to the next one. It's like every other Monday. And show up and say, stop this nonsense. Take these masks off our children.
Right.
Okay. So continuing with Dr. Blaylock, it's already known that 30 cycles increase the likelihood of tests being falsely positive, yet the CDC recommended that all labs perform 40 cycles. That was a CDC recommendation. Do 40 cycle thresholds. 40 cycle threshold, CDC. So that would mean that 97% of all positive tests were actually negative. 97%. See, I read somewhere that it was 90. I thought, no way, it's 90. It's got to be way higher than that. It's got to be higher than 90. Yeah, 97%. Combined with the lack of specificity of the PCR test, fear-mongering by the media and the CDC greatly exaggerated the first wave of the COVID outbreak. The same is almost certainly true with the new variant. Virologists emphasize that the more people who are vaccinated, the more variants will appear. Let me say that again. The more people that get vaccinated, the more variants will appear. The more people that take the vaccine, the more variants we're going to be fighting down the road.
Yeah, okay? And that's already happening.
Yeah,
we
actually just had a caller that wanted to know if there's any type of study. I'm trying to remember all this, but how many children from the age of 5 to 15 prior to January 2021 after they rolled out these vaccines have suffered tremors,
myocarditis.
Pericarditis. All these other different side effects.
Yeah.
If there is a
swelling of the heart.
Yeah, if there's a number of how many children have experienced this prior to 2021 as opposed to the year prior.
And teenagers?
I don't know. I don't know for that young before 2021. I have no idea.
It's incredibly rare. It's incredibly rare. Not anymore.
No.
So in fact, the vaccinated who are spreading the vaccinated are spreading the new variant. The vaccinated
definitely.
People are spreading.
I talk about that.
Got one more. Yeah. Hopefully, one more.
Taking pictures of your pamphlets.
One more. I talk about that a lot actually in my seminars. Is there's proof, definitive proof that when you give immunocompromised people and elderly the shot first, well, then they're the first lines that get it. What's happening is that they can produce antibodies that can help them clear the virus that's mainly in them. However, viruses mutate incredibly rapidly. And so because they're immunocompromised, they can't fight off that 0.001% that has mutated and survived. Therefore, that small 0.1% will become the 100% and proliferate and then infect other people, right? And so there, right there, you're neutralizing the efficacy of the vaccine, whatever it had beforehand to begin with, right? And there's multiple studies showing that the vaccine efficacy is declining big time. So, and again, they have a perfect scenario where they can rationalize giving boosters constantly, right? And the mRNA technology is such that you can easily change it to produce boosters at a moment's notice. So,
yeah, although not as fast as the virus can mutate,
right?
Because it takes less than 24 hours for it to create a new variant.
Definitely.
Right. But it takes more than 24 hours to create a new vaccine.
Yeah.
A new booster.
Yeah.
Right. So what we have here is we have this is called a perpetual money machine for Big Pharma. That's what they've created, a perpetual money machine. They will continue to crank out the very injection that forces the virus to change so that they can crank out a new injection, which will then force the virus to change again.
Yeah.
So that now they need a new injection. And in the process, millions of people will be injured and millions of people will die.
Yes.
Natural way.
It's eugenical.
Is the way it's supposed to be.
Absolutely eugenical.
Yeah, and people don't understand too, America has a rich, rich history of eugenics. I mean, it was before Hitler came along and gave eugenics a bad name, there were state laws in like 36 states in this country that you could forcibly sterilize people if they committed certain crimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's nothing new. It's nothing new. There was open eugenical societies in this country. And so they're just doing it a different way. I mean, after Hitler came along, they changed the eugenics program into molecular biology and genetics. I'll just put it that way. And they've been calling us through those means. And so it's a, again, your anger is a gift. Like, if once you realize the history of this and these organizations, you should be angry because they need to be wiped off the face of planet Earth, and no one's going to do it except for us.
Maybe, you know, I just want to touch on this because maybe we can help somebody. I know possibly my wife is going to have to deal with this. I think it's already happening in, you know, bigger blue states. But if you even think about, you know, like Crystal Sugar, or where they're trying to say you have to get this vaccine if you have over 100 employees, or you're going to have to get tested every single week. But now they're saying that, but if you're going to get tested every single week, that person has to pay for it.
Yeah,
they have to pay for the testing. I mean, how much of this is going to go on? I mean, because then these people, they're going to get fired. But they're not going to get fired on those grounds. They're going to get fired. They're going to do some loophole where they're going to say, well, you are getting fired because you aren't following our policies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then they won't be able to collect unemployment.
Yeah, I'll put it this way. Nigeria, a couple of weeks ago, just said that any Nigerian, I think it's Nigeria, maybe it wasn't Nigeria, it was another African country, I apologize. But they said any citizen of this country will no longer be able to use our banking services, let alone grocery shopping or anything like that, unless you have the shot. Right. And this is where it's going. That's going to happen. You ask how long this is going to go. This is going to go until all of it, our freedoms are totally gone. It'll, and they'll just, and they have stuff probably that we don't even foresee yet that
Biden
they can unleash upon us.
Just said today that his plan was to vaccinate the entire world.
Right.
Absolutely.
That, he, said, that he said it today in his state of the, he was addressing.
I caught part of it when I went home.
Who, Fauci or Gates?
Biden.
Biden.
Oh, Biden.
Mm-hmm. He was addressing the state of
State of the Union.
It was some worldwide thing. I can't remember because I caught a little bit of it when I ran home after the outbreak
or something
the
with the nations. The I don't know. But he's talking about global warming and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he said right in his speech that.
Well, you know, if the COVID doesn't get you, global warming will.
Yeah. We could do shows on
except
global
we could understand you, David.
Sorry.
We couldn't understand him if he said that.
Yeah. You guys got to do this. He's always got his dentures.
Well, I wasn't trying to impersonate Biden. I was just impersonating the people that push this nonsense.
Yeah.
It's all, look,
it's
we've
like
never,
power.
Our country has never been a greater threat for takeover, for subjugation, and for mass murder than it is right now. Mm-hmm. It's never been a greater threat. But I want to ask Dr. Stanislavski, is there any hope?
Oh, absolutely. Like I think they've overplayed their hand big time, right? Because the people are starting to get angry all over the world. I mean, look what's happening in Australia. They shut down a major highway in Melbourne because people were marching down it. Even construction workers, they stopped all construction and were marching down this massive highway in Melbourne protesting it.
Where they have far fewer freedoms than we do in America.
Much less. Yes, much, much, much less. And yeah, I bet they wish they had the Second Amendment still.
I guarantee they wish they ran them down.
Oh, too. Yeah. Holy cow, did they run them down?
Oh yeah, yep. So it's bad, but there's hope.
What did you say?
The protesters they went right through the armed guards and everything. I mean, they just plowed through.
Oh, I see.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, because there's thousands strong against, you know.
It's unfortunate.
Guys.
Like, I saw one video, too, in Australia somewhere where this a man Molotov cocktailed a police car, and a police officer was rolling, trying to get, you know, a bunch of police officers came and put the fire out. But it's like, that's terrible to see, but that is something that has to happen there. Because the police department is becoming so incredibly totalitarian, they are no longer themselves and are acting on behalf of people who want us dead. So they don't have the Second Amendment where they can organize in a more threatening way. So the rule of law is clearly gone there. It's gone here. People just don't see it yet.
Right.
And so people have to take it back, and things like that have to happen, unfortunately.
But so here's the real question. How do we take it back? I don't think that it's lock and load and going in with guns blazing. I don't think that's the answer. I think the answer is people have to A, wake up, B, step up, and C, speak up. Let them hear that you're not going to take this and literally don't go along with it.
Mm-hmm.
If every health professional, if every doctor, look, you know, there are these nurses and doctors who are seeing the vaccine injured people coming to their clinics. They're seeing it. And they're saying, I'm not taking that. And then they're being threatened by their administrators. You're going to take it or you're fired. If everybody who saw that, who didn't want to take it, said, you don't have to fire me because I'll walk out. We're done. We're going to quit. That clinic will have, they'll have two choices. Either back off their mandates or shut down.
Yeah.
And that's the case across the board. The power is literally in the hands of the
right,
people.
Right, that's true. That's true. You're definitely right about that. However, the institutions that are doing this to us will not be removed like that, right? So there needs to be a lock and load session. I'm not saying people start popping off, shooting, murdering. That's absolutely not what I'm saying.
Right.
But there needs to be another mechanism by which justice can be brought to our nation and then the world.
But that won't happen until we regain our freedoms and say, no, we're not going along with the programming. In other words, the urgent need, the emergency is what the COVID propaganda is doing to our country right now. And we have to stop that in its tracks and say no. When we stop it, what happens is that the folks who are perpetrating this whole thing, they suddenly realize, whoa, like you said, they overplayed their hand. Mm. They get thrown back a step or two, and they lose power. Mm-hmm. During that period of time, they're suddenly out of power because their power play didn't work. So at that moment, now we have an opportunity to actually see justice done. Sure. And now we can actually turn the tables. Once we stopped the juggernaut first, then we turn the tables and we go after justice and locking folks up and having, you know, whatever, firing squads or lethal injections. I say give all the people who are guilty of those things, give them all the injections.
Yeah.
Because that's, you know, and then just lock them away until the injections do their work. I think that would be reasonable.
Just give them like 10 at the same time or something.
You know, people who say, oh, Waterman, you're so stupid. You just don't want to get it because the CDC knows. They're the ones that know. We have to trust the experts. I want to ask this. Why is it that less than half the staff of the CDC is taking the injection?
Yeah.
Why is it that less than half the people at the WHO have taken it or the NIH? Why is it that the people that are pushing this on the rest of society, why weren't they all first in line? Mm-hmm. Why didn't they all take it? Come on. Same thing with Congress. Pelosi wants everybody. Biden wants everybody vaccinated. How come they're not all getting vaccinated? Come on, folks. Wake up. Wake up and smell the coffee. Better yet, wake up and smell. Here's a challenge. I challenge anybody to have money in their pocket and to go into Ofer Evans Cakes and sit there for more than 60 seconds and not buy something.
David Waterman and Dr. Dan Stanislawski, thank you guys. I love the title of the show today, Your Anger is a Gift. America, maybe it's time to stand up. We're going to have you back Tuesday again, Tuesday. Awesome, awesome. Love you guys coming on the show. The Great Reset. Can't wait till next Tuesday. By the way, a special shout out going out to Executive Properties for bringing you today's show. Tell you what, if you need something, you know, like remodeled or something new around the house, you've been putting it off for a long time, get a hold of Executive Properties. They do all types of commercial and residential work, and they do it the right way. Barry Romo and that crew, I tell you what, Barry's been doing this for like 3,500 years. These guys are incredible. They're going to take care of you. They offer senior and referral discounts. They're willing to work with any budget. And if you didn't know this, Executive Properties also does snow removal. And the last I heard, they were looking to hire. Get a hold of them. It's a great place to work. It's a great bunch of guys, and they do incredible work for all your general contractor needs and snow removal. Call 701-330-1273 or check out the website at executiveproperties.org. And a special shout out to Chance Keefe. You can see I got the new Broadway station hat on. He just stopped in and delivered those, and we'll be talking with him in a minute. Wow. Tomorrow, we're going to talk with Jeff Bangston with the Kem Shriners. Got a great concert coming to Grand Forks this weekend. If you're an Eagles fan, this is something you might want to check out, all right? Hey, you know, Grand Forks is a great place. And remember to like, share, tag, and follow us. Hit that notification bell on your smartphone, too. You know what we're doing? Here at GFBS, we're giving Grand Forks an identity again. We'll catch you all tomorrow.